This is WRJX 359 Karen off of MV725 repeater, acting as net control for the weekly Patriot Ladies Net. Good evening, ladies. Any emergency situation on this repeater takes priority, so please break in by saying emergency, break, 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 and we will promptly discontinue our check-ins. For more helpful information, plus GMRS repeater rules and etiquette, please visit OregonGMRS.org. We will break for a moment and continue again. Please keep all of our Patriot ladies in your thoughts and prayers, as some are struggling through difficult times. I know your prayer warriors are all supporting them and each other. Thanks so much for your love, kindness, and support. Please keep Charlie Kirk's family in your thoughts and prayers today as they grieve his passing. No matter how you feel about the way he lived his life and his opinions, his life was violently and needlessly ended today. Please honor him and his family in your thoughts and prayers. This evening I will be calling each Patriot Lady by your basic call sign, 4 letters and 3 numbers. We've practiced your basic as well as your phonetic call signs for a while now, but please reply back to me in the basic format on this repeater. We've learned that memorization of both formats of call signs are important. We're now able to receive and transmit accurate messages to our families, friends, neighbors, and our communities. We've added more Patriot Ladies to our roster, so I will begin shortly saying your call sign and first name for each radio check. After your responses, I will move on to the next Patriot Lady until we've completed our roster. If you missed your radio check or if you have not participated before and would like to be added to the weekly roster, we will allow time at the end of transmission for you to state your call sign and first name, and we will include you going forward. We will begin shortly. Great. So lately we've been discussing our Family Emergency Preparedness Handbook, the Preparedness Calendar Resources, and we've covered months 1 through 6. But before I get into that, WSJP332 Gail would like to make an announcement. Are you there, Gail?
WSJP332, yes, I am here.
Please go ahead with your announcement, Gail.
Thank you so much, Karen. This Friday, September 12th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. is going to be a senior fair at the Josephine County Fairgrounds. Highlights are going to be a veterans recognition at 10 a.m. There are going to be multiple events happening throughout the day, multiple vendor booths as far as senior information. We will also have a 1 p.m. disaster preparedness presentation. This is designed to connect seniors with resources and support. The goal is to promote community well-being by gathering professionals, service providers, and volunteers in one space to help our seniors navigate the maze of healthcare. If you have any information, please feel free to reach out to myself. I will give you more information. This is WSJP 332 returning to net.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. If you ladies have any questions, I'm sure she has more information, and I can put you in touch with her, or we can text back and forth. Just let me know when I call on you. So for the time being, I will continue the preparedness calendar resources, and then we will move on to the check-ins. So these are about supplies, training, and planning. Are you prepared? Month 7th planning. Special considerations are things to think about outside of your own personal needs. Who in your plan may have specific needs that you must consider? See Chapter 3, Special Considerations, for more information. Train or be trained. Your physical health and fitness matter. You will be putting a high demand on your body and mind during an emergency. Consider what you need to work on to do to be of the most help to others. What is most difficult for you? Flexibility, strength, stamina, focus on strengthening yourself where it's needed. Gather or purchase supplies. Add remaining pet supplies from the pet kit list on page 39, also see page 35. Review what items are remaining on the go kit list on page 40. Add necessary items to your kit. Add water and food for 3 days. Get comfort foods and favorite snacks. Month 8 planning. Staying healthy and clean won't happen by accident. How much additional water do you need for cleaning? What other cleaning supplies need to be gathered or purchased for an emergency? What types of sanitation and hygiene practices will you want during an emergency? See pages 26 and 27. Remember, if water is scarce, sanitizing wipes are a good option. Build and use a 2-bucket toilet system, page 27, and make a list of items you may want to add to your supplies. Train or be trained. Practice crating your pets and loading them, their supplies, your family, and supplies into your vehicles. Does it all fit? Could you do it under 5 minutes? Could you do it in the dark? What needs to be tweaked in order for it to work in an actual emergency? Gather or purchase supplies. Focus on sanitation and hygiene supplies. Look through the kit lists on pages 39 through 42. Decide which supplies you need. Don't forget feminine hygiene and incontinence supplies. Add the items for a 2-bucket toilet system found on page 27. Add water and food for 3 days. Consider juices or powdered electrolyte mixes. Month 9 planning. Make sure everyone in your plan knows the steps to take to make it successful, even if they are the only one able to carry it out. Does everyone know where to go, who to call, where the supplies are, etc.? Talk with your group about each event and what the plan of action is. Train or be trained. Learn to turn off your gas and water mains in the event of an earthquake. If you have a hand pump on your well, learn how to use it. This is a good time for a weekend experiment. Live in your home for a weekend without the use of light, heat, water, or anything electronic, TV, radio, phones, etc. What skills and supplies did you find you needed to succeed if it had been an actual emergency? Gather or purchase supplies. Gather or purchase the tools and or missing items from the kit list. You likely have most of these items around your home. Consider whether or not you want paper plates, plasticware, and napkins during emergency or extra dish soap, water, and towels. Make a list and purchase necessary items. Add water and food for 3 days. Don't forget coffee, tea, or other favorite drinks. So that's it for months 7 through 9. There was a lot of good hints there. And what Gail was talking about, the senior day at the fairgrounds, I think it's a really good thing, is that they are teaching a certain amount of preparedness there. So if you have any questions or anything, we can maybe ask Gail, or if you have any questions about the resources we just discussed, please feel free to speak up when I call on you, if I could talk straight. WRMW 211 Hope, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is WRJX 359 Karen. Do you copy? WRMW 211 Hope, this is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
WRMW 211 Deborah checking in for everybody tonight. We copy.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Deborah. Haven't heard any of you ladies for a while, so we have been checking in for you. We will definitely check in for Hope, Sarah, and Betty as well. Is there anything else you'd like to share this evening, Deborah?
Not tonight, thanks.
Well, thank you. It was really nice to hear your lovely voice again. Well, thank you for participating in this radio check, and we welcome you all back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. At this time, I'd like to check in for WRMY378 Robin and WRKP710 Wanda. They were unable to participate this evening. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRJS 656 Sylvia, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?